在线英语听力室 ,teamroom.com, 欢迎您。
Ever since the fall of Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein, the city of Qatamiyah, west of Baghdad, has been bustling with business. That's because tens of thousands of mostly Shiite Muslim pilgrims have been flocking to the city where the 600-year-old Islamic holy shrine of Al-Qadim is located. But while business may be booming, the Iraqi interim government is becoming increasingly concerned over the thousands of pilgrims streaming into the country illegally from Iran. Abdul Al-Hassoun is a hotel owner in Qatamiyah. He says that up until about 4 months ago, all of the hotels in town were filled with Iranians who came to town by the busloads. Mr. Al-Hassoun says Iranians were entering the town on a daily basis, and at one point, he says city officials estimated there were as many as 7,000 Iranians in Qatamiyah. He says the hotels were so full, many Iranians were forced to go to the homes of local residents to rent rooms. However, Mr. Al-Hassoun says Iraqi police put an end to the influx of illegal Iranian immigrants 4 months ago. He says Iraqi police forced hotel owners to sign papers stating they would not rent rooms to Iranians who were not in possession of legal passports bearing an official Iraqi stamp. Despite the claims of a half dozen hotel owners that they are no longer renting rooms to Iranians, there is plenty of evidence they are still in town. The lobbies and public areas of the hotels echo with the sounds of the Persian language. In one instance, a group of Persian-speaking men hurried out of the hotel once word spread that a reporter was asking about them. The Iraqi government is watching the Iranian presence with concern. A senior official with Iraq's Interior Ministry says the Iranian population has grown so rapidly in southern Iraq, especially in the holy cities of Karbala and Najaf, that Iraqi intelligence has already detected the presence of Iranian security forces there. The senior official said that thousands of militiamen, trained and funded by Iran, are operating throughout southern Iraq. This week, Iraq's defense minister, Hazem Shah Alan, blamed Tehran for the majority of terrorist attacks that have been carried out in Iraq. But Wednesday, Prime Minister Ayad Alawi publicly apologized for the comment, saying the defense minister was not authorized to make such a statement. Mr. Alawi will soon travel to Tehran for direct meetings with Iranian officials, among other things, to urge greater cooperation in helping to protect Iraq's border with Iran. The senior political advisor for Iraq's interior ministry is Sabah Qadim.
This is important because these are the borders where quite a substantial number of people have infiltrated Iraq. And people, not only do they come from Iran, but they come from as far as Afghanistan.
Mr. Qadim says while Tehran has officially shown encouraging support for Iraq's interim government, he says there are elements within Iran that do not want to see Iraq succeed. A senior Iraqi government official expressed concern that Iranian security forces are also trying to politically galvanize the Iranian population in Iraq. The official said it has, as he put it, become apparent that elements in Iran are attempting to gain influence and control over Iraq's holiest sites, and therefore over the whole of Iraq.